For the second year in a row, I picked up the phone to call my mother with some trepidation. I prepared myself to have the talk with her. "Hi, Mom. I was hoping we could talk about your social calendar for the few weeks leading into Christmas. Last Christmas, I called my mom in November to let her know that due to COVID-19 case counts, it would not be safe for me to visit her and my dad in Niagara over the holiday. This was further cemented by public health advice and a provincial lockdown situation. That marked the first time I wouldn't be spending some time with my immediate family in person over Christmas in my 36 years on this planet. This year is a little bit different. While I am making the trip down to their Niagara home to visit them for 4 days between Christmas and New Year's, I made the call last month to have a serious talk about their social lives. For context, I am a mostly introverted person. My mom and dad, who are retired, are very social to the point where they have to keep a paper calendar of all their social activities. Throughout the pandemic, they've been careful about making sure they're always following current public health advice and only re-engaged in social activities as provincial guidance has shifted. They participate in exercise classes, volunteer endeavors, they both sit on different volunteer boards and hobby groups. When they go for walks together in their neighborhood, they often stop every couple of houses to say hello to someone, while staying 6 feet apart. They are truly living their best retirement lives. For the 2 weeks before Christmas, I would really appreciate it if you could limit your social interactions. I know you have close friends, but if you could please limit your social circle for about 2 weeks prior to my visit, it would make me feel safer, I told my mother. She agreed. I'm sure these types of conversations are happening between families across Ontario, Canada, and beyond. I feel lucky that my family are all fully vaccinated. My parents both also have had their third booster. I'm certain conversations in families where some are vaccinated and some are not are much more difficult. I remember last year feeling much sadder in anticipation of a Christmas not being surrounded by lots of family and friends, but something interesting happened. My husband and I, in anticipation of being home alone together on December 24, 25, ordered our dinner catered to support a local business. We also discovered that in our neighborhood, the local fire department does a small parade on Christmas Eve. Santa Claus himself even made an appearance. We weren't aware of this because we had always spent the day traveling between relatives. Remember that COVID Christmas where we opened presents over Zoom? The holidays can be so busy, and if one good thing has come out of the pandemic, I feel it's that it forced us, as a society, to slow down and focus on the things that truly matter in life and make them a priority. People. Love. Family. Not being able to see anyone in person last year makes me appreciate seeing the people I love this year in person more, even if it's in small groups while abiding by gathering limits from Ontario health units. Last year, I had a COVID-themed Christmas ornament made to hang on my parents' tree to remind us of that 1 year we couldn't see each other in person. When visiting earlier this month, I managed to see it in person for the first time. Although last year was definitely different, we made memories that we will carry throughout our lives. And for us introverts, take solace in knowing that the current COVID-19 situation, and the Omicron variant, are perfectly acceptable excuses to skip out on social obligations you may be dreading. Jessica Owen is a reporter for CollingwoodToday.ca.